I'm joined by Dustin Roth. He is the Marketing and Communications Director for the Greater Burlington Partnership. And we've got a sort of a new and improved, or whatever we call it. It's the new GreaterBurlington.com. So that new GreaterBurlington.com, basically that means there's the access point, website is expanding. It's being sort of reformatted. Would that be a way to put it there?
It is. So good morning, Steve. So the good way to put it is it started last year and we launched in February. So technically, if you've been to GreaterBurlington.com, you've seen the new layout. But we've not talked a ton about it because we've been in a 3 or 4 month soft launch because we changed a vast number of things on the website. So, not only is the visual look done, but we've done a lot of upgrading of the current services that we've always offered and added a number of new services, not only for Chamber of Commerce members to take advantage of, but for the community as well.
So you changed a new and improved member directory?
Yes. So in addition to changing over our coming up with a brand refresh on our website, we also changed over our CRM, or our customer relationship management, just has all of the Chamber of Commerce membership data in that. So we changed software on that at the same time, which drove me a little nuts. But in doing so, we were able to add a number of new features that Chamber of Commerce members could take advantage of that in turn would push the information out to regular members of the community. So a few of those are the new and updated member directory. So before, it was very 1990s-ish in that it was text. It was a lot of text.
It was a listing.
It was pretty much think of it more of like the Yellow Pages, but now it's much more of like a almost a landing page for each business where not only can you have the business logos, so it's much easier.
Imaging.
A lot more imaging, not only images, but videos. So it quite literally is a landing page for the business that not only can you click to call their phone numbers, but it's also can go to their social pages, to their website. So it's just it's another extension of their businesses, but it's essentially the new member directory is turned into almost like a Greater Burlington Google that you can just go on, and if there's something you're looking for, not necessarily, or the old one you had to be very specific, like it was very generic, the topic.
Yeah.
So I can give you an example of instead of it was for the marketing, since that's the department I'm in, it was advertising, marketing, and there was something else. But now you can just type in either, radio station or t-shirts or whatever it is.
Okay.
So how you would normally Google things, it's much, much more simple to do.
And the events calendar, you just sort of reformatted that as
we
well.
We did that as well. So not only can you, when you go to GreaterBurlington.com, and you scroll down just a little bit, it's got 3 or 4 of them that you can just automatically see, but you when you go to the events calendar as well, it's the same thing. So now you'll be able to the members that put events on there can show can put imaging on there, so you can see what the events actually look like if you've never been there before. Same thing, they can link to their website, or if they have a registration page, they can link to there. So it's a lot more user friendly. And the entire thing, one of the big things that we did was mobile friendly, because everybody's got a phone in their pocket. A lot of you are probably have one right now in your hand. And so we wanted to make sure, because that's where, as we're looking at our analytics,
hopefully they're listening with tune in radio.
Yeah. App. And or doing a little bit of multitasking as well. But we see the mobile use just keeps going up. So I think we're at 53-54% of all of our page views are mobile. So we are a very business-heavy organization, so we do have a heavy desktop as well. But it's you'd be very surprised how many, especially on some of the divisions, of how many of the page views are actually on the mobile.
And that seems to be that's a trend, though, in all categories. It is. Though, right? Job posting board.
Yes. So that's a couple of new features that we had. So there are a few job posting boards around town, but we thought for their members, it was one of those things that we can offer a place for them to go down the rabbit hole a little bit, they have what's called Grow Stone Info Hub for the Chamber of Members. So they have all access to all of these in one place. So that's why it makes it real simple for them. But for the community, the job postings is where they can people can go to find, you know, good quality jobs at great companies. So it's greaterburlington.com/jobs. Otherwise, they can find it on the website. In addition, some of the pages that we are building, our sections that we're building off are not only for workers, so on the job section where that's housed, they can find trainings that people have got or community organizations, but there's also sections for education, for employers, or not employers, but teachers and for students, where for the teachers, we've got educational resources where they can take advantage of and get speakers for their classroom, so they can request a speaker, mm-hmm. whether it's Della or we've got some other speakers. But on the student side, there's a number of things. We have a bunch of initiatives for career exploration, so we've got a career videos exploration, but also internships.
Yeah.
Unless you, the way it used to be, I can tell you, and I'm sure you know this, you'd had to know somebody's brothers, cousins, uncles, best friend has an internship opening.
Yeah.
Like, they're very difficult to, there's not a singular place for all of these to be put together. So, that's one of the things we're working on, is to put our feelers out there through all of our members and put all of the open internships into one place so that students can go and look and see what's available instead of.
And internships have changed too.
They have.
They've changed basically from being an introduction to a company to learning how the company works to actually getting paid.
Yes, exactly.
Paid internships. They are hot right now. Yeah.
They are. Yeah. So we have. I would say we have an intern every year. We have through all of our divisions. There's always more work that's going on. So internships are valuable. I can tell you, a lot of the businesses once they get an intern in. It's not only great experience for them, but it's also a kind of a pipeline for them to find employees, because if the internship really likes what they're doing and the intern likes what they're doing and they're very good at it, a lot of the times the employers will step in and say, hey, do you just want to, once you graduate, do you just want to kind of work here? Which is great.
Yeah, we've done that. We've done that before too.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, so you've got, hot deals on there?
Yes. So this is a new thing that we're working on as well. So it's greaterburlington.com/hotdeals. All of these pretty much have their own landing place for people.
Had a local Groupon?
It is. So right now we're working on getting all of our members to have access to GrowZone. So once we get that done, you've seen this out there a little bit. There may be one or two on there now, but it's one of those things that's going to be growing. So yes, it's a perfect way. That's how I try to say it. It's a Groupon. One of those things where you can go to and Chamber of Commerce members can put deals that they've got or coupons or whatever it is on this page, and members of the community can go on, and it's people like to save money on things that they buy anyways, right? And this is a thing for the Chamber of Commerce members that can help drive business. It's free for them to put the coupons on. It's free for the community to access. And what's really cool is that these are it's kind of this hybrid thing. It's also a landing page, but it's also kind of like a subscription that you can do. And subscription, I mean, it doesn't cost money, but you can sign up for that. Whenever a new deal is put on the page, you get a notification that says, all right, this new deal is up. Let's just say maybe it's for a restaurant. You're like, oh, perfect. I can take advantage of it.
All right, and it is the new greaterburlington.com.
Yes.
You don't have to put new in there.
No, you don't. new in quotes.
Yes, just go to greaterburlington.com, check out all of the reformatting and re-imaging and refreshed. There we go. We've used a lot of re-words.
Yes, 100%.
Anyway, it is rewarding to see you here, and it's good to see good things happening in Burlington.
Definitely.
Good things happening to greaterburlington.com. And, Dustin, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Steve.